The BATTLEFORDS, four candidates will be vying for the top spot in the Battleford's Lloydminster Meadow Lake riding in the upcoming federal election on April 28. The final confirmed candidates are Rosemary Falk for the Conservative Party of Canada, Larry Ingram for the Liberal Party of Canada, Daryl Patton with the Canadian Future Party, and William Patrick with the Canada's New Democratic Party. Rosemary Falk, Conservative Party of Canada. Rosemary Falk is running for re-election as a Conservative MP. Photo courtesy Rosemary Falk. Rosemary Falk was first elected as MP for the riding that previously covered Battleford's Lloydminster. Falk, who resides with her family in the Lloydminster area, has served as MP since 2017, after she won the seat in a by-election, following the resignation of Conservative MP Jerry Ritz. One of the top issues for her in this election is affordability, as more families are having a harder time making ends meet. She is also concerned about the U.S. tariffs, and said if elected the Conservatives are committed to ending the tariffs and securing a deal that protects Canada's sovereignty and Canada's interests. Larry Ingram, Liberal Party of Canada. Liberal Party of Canada's Larry Ingram is running in the constituency. Photo sourced from the Liberal Party of Canada website. Larry Ingram is also among the hopefuls in the upcoming election. He previously ran for the Liberal Party in the 2021 election for the Battleford's Lloydminster riding. According to the Liberal Party's website, Ingram is a devoted community leader who has shown his deep passion and determination to make life better for families in Battleford's Lloydminster Meadow Lake. Ingram is described as a person who has a unique understanding of the challenges and opportunities facing people in the riding. He is ready to work with Mark Carney and the Liberal team to invest in our middle class, build the strongest economy in the G7, and keep Canada strong, the candidate profile said. Daryl Patton, Canadian Future Party. Daryl Patton is running for the Canadian Future Party. Photo submitted by Daryl Patton. Daryl Patton is vying for a seat in the upcoming election for the New Canadian Future Party. The Lloydminster area resident has many years of experience in the construction industry and in general contracting before semi-retiring in 2019. Patton told Sask today that he and his party simply want change in Ottawa, for the better. Some of the top issues in the election include responding to the U.S. tariffs. The tariffs down south have changed the way the scope of my riding will have to do business, like the oil and gas sector in agriculture, Patton said. We need to find new places to sell our grain, our cattle, and our oil. He would also like to see tax reform to make the system easier for average Canadians. The candidate also wants to see a change to the mixed member proportional representation system, so smaller provinces and the western provinces can gain more representation in Ottawa, to help make the west and smaller provinces have more of a say in decision making. William Patrick, Canada's NDP. William Patrick is running for the NDP in the upcoming election. Photo submitted by William Patrick. William Patrick is a chartered professional accountant by trade, with a passion for social and economic justice, according to his party's website. He has been involved in both the provincial and federal NDP Electoral District Association executives. As a federal NDP candidate, William is committed to advocating for increased investment in affordable housing projects to ensure every Canadian has a safe and affordable place to live, his candidacy profile says. He is also committed to the expansion of universal health care to include pharmacare, dental care, and mental health services. Patrick is also focused on raising the minimum wage, implementing a wealth tax, and ensuring fair wages for all workers. His goal is to put people first. Riding history and redistribution. The Battleford's Lloydminster Meadow Lake riding replaces the Battleford's Lloydminster riding in this year's election. The new riding's boundary extends to Unity and Wilkie in the south, Shell Lake in the east, the Saskatchewan part of Lloydminster in the west, and Goodsoil and Meadow Lake in the north. The demographics include a large agricultural sector, and oil and gas industry, With a total population of 83,248, based on the 2021 census, according to the Elections Canada website. The former Battlefords Lloydminster riding has long been a Conservative stronghold. Being a mainly rural riding, agricultural issues take center stage in the constituency, but closer to the Alberta border, concerns around oil, gas and pipelines become more prominent. Crime and gang activity are major issues throughout the riding, particularly in the major centers of North Battleford and Lloydminster. There is also heightened concern about fentanyl and how to address the crisis. With information from John Cairns.